back with comedian Quincy Jones.
Hey, hey.
And his HBO special tomorrow night, Burning the Light on HBO. Ooh. All right. So how long you been a comedian?
7 years.
Married, children?
Nope. No marriage, no kids.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, you should open with that. That's funny right there, man.
Why is it so tough for you to get married and have kids?
Oh, man. I mean, it's not tough. It's a choice. I mean, you got to find the quality woman first, and you got to invest time in that. And, you know, I'm kind of ambitious, and a lot of women want stuff here and now at the age that I'm at, so. Here we are. It's a little impasse.
How old are you?
32.
So that's real good marrying age right there.
No, stick to your comedy,
you're absolutely
brother.
Right.
Stick to your comedy, man.
Do you have any regrets? I mean, here you have the greatest opportunity as far as your comedy is concerned. Do you have any regrets about not starting a family now that you're in this situation?
No, I don't.
Sounds okay. Like, that sounds like hell no.
Okay, Jay's going to be your interpreter here, Quincy Jones.
Yeah. I don't know what you said on radio, so I'll just stick to politically correct. No regrets.
Does the irony of reaching the, as you described it, the holy grail of an HBO comedy special, the irony of getting there and at the cost of your health, does that strike you?
I mean, it doesn't miss me, you know. But at the end of the day, I just feel like the only reason I'm in this amazing position is because of the attitude that I chose to adopt when I was faced with such negative news. I could have taken it and, you know, let it get to me. Instead, mm-hmm. I just chose to continue to keep doing what I was doing and try and, you know, work towards my dream, which is what I moved to LA to do. So I just kept doing what I was doing, except I had cancer when I was doing it.
Now, your mom, was she a big Quincy Jones fan?
Yeah.
Hence the name.
That's right. And Quincy Jones is from Seattle.
Exactly.
So are you a junior?
Is that your daddy?
Isn't that funny?
You stay asking tough questions. I don't care. No. No relation.
And what do you think about Donald Trump and the presidency?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's scary. But, I mean, I don't know. I could go either way. If Trump promised to bring Chappelle's show back on air, I'd vote for him.
And the NBA playoffs, the championship starts tomorrow night. LeBron, Steph Curry, who you got?
Oh, man. The lesser of two evils. Light-skinned brothers from the Bay or Cleveland? I'm going for Cleveland this one. I'm tired of the hype around the Warriors. I mean, they're amazing. They beat the Bulls record, yada, 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 but I think the Cavs are healthy now. I think they might pull it out. What about you? Who you got?
Oh. Spoken like a true dark skin, brother.
You must be dark. You don't want to know.
No.
I think I know just by that answer. I think we can all know. We can naturally infer.
I'm on the LeBron and the Cavaliers bandwagon. Yes, I am.
Got you. Yeah. I love the game of hoop. Who you got?
See, he hasn't heard.
He doesn't know.
But he does a thousand.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He doesn't get to listen to radio.
Quincy, Tom has a reputation of jinxing teams and people. And so whatever team he gets on, invariably they lose, including the really presumed Super Bowl champion of this year, the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So well, just go ahead and root special, for the Warriors, man. Go ahead and say Warriors.
If you could get your special on right after this phone call, that would be great. Man,
they say the more faster, that I...
The faster you move, the better.
The faster you move, the better, man. If you call HBO right now and say, turn it on!
Don't believe it.
By 9 Eastern!
Any other bucket list wishes?
I mean, I mean, maybe marriage and kids one day. You know, I'm enjoying the status that I'm at right now. I'm blessed to be at. I may travel some more, you know, do that. But basically just enjoy and, you know, I'm loving life right now. I mean, I'm in a sweet spot.
You were given a year, so what is the prognosis now?
Well, when they give you a year, they don't update the prognosis.
Okay.
I'm going to live past it because the chemo is controlling the cancer. So that's a good part. I mean, I put it to you like this. No man knows when they're going to die. I didn't know when I was going to die before, and I don't know when I'm going to die now. So I'm just living my life.
And living it.
Chemo takes a lot of energy out of you, they say. And when you get on stage, how do you feel?
I feel great, man. To be able to perform is a blessing. I mean, we're blessed to be able to do our art forms and get paid for it, you know? So I feel like I'm always blessed to be on that stage, whether there's three people or 3,000 people. It's always a good feeling to be able to make people laugh and hopefully make some change in the process. But if not, just make people laugh is good enough for me.
It sounds like you've always had this way of thinking and way of living.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much the way I was raised. My mom always said a phrase growing up, you can't get blood from a turnip. So don't worry about things you can't control. So just focus on what you can.
That's a good outlook to have, man. It really is.
It'll help
really
you, too, when you get married.
Dang, pushing that. Unless you got some friends. Go ahead, man. Now.
You think comedy? You think comedy is rough? When do you get married, man?
Oh my god! I was just gonna say we have some lovely young women that are here on the show that I think would be great partners and potential dates for you, but Jay's not making it look good or sound good.
No,
so.
Player.
We've both been married twice.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Swing for the fences, man. Third time's
a charm. See? Look at him. That's the positive Quincy Jones.
No, swing for the fences, head for the heels, man. I just gave you another saying, man. Take that one and run with it, man.
Keep running.
And don't believe that stuff about the jinx. I am not a jinx. I'm sure
call
you're going to have
HBO as soon as you hang up, man.
I'm sure your special is going to get high ratings.
And that is tomorrow night. On HBO. Yeah. We'll be looking for it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck to you, Quincy Jones.
Thank you, guys.
All right, man.